Hey, DGB sisters, Donna Rudowitz here today for the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show. And we have Anne with us. Hi, Anne. It's so good
Hi,
to
Donna.
see you. For those of you who are new to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, we are a community of badass women who've been through a divorce. We don't have the identity of being divorced women. We have the identity of we are women who've been through a divorce. And for whatever reason, we weren't quite able to get our personal side to where we want it to be. And so we've decided that that's our 100% goal. And that's what we do at DGB is we reclaim our power, recover our brilliance, create amazing lives in spite of the circumstances that we've been through, because it is not an option for us not to live our best life. And so Anne is a graduate of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program, which is a rapid coaching program, right? Transformational coaching program. That's a course over 3.5 months, but really we're sisters for life because we're always connected. We're always doing things. And so, Anne, I'm so happy that you're here with us today and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Yes. So tell us, Anne, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
So I live in Decorah, Iowa, mm-hmm. and that's kind of new and kind of old for me. I grew up in Decorah, Iowa. And so
I don't know if I knew that about you.
I don't know. I graduated from high school and left and went to college. And, you know, you'd come back and forth, but I never lived here again until last year. And so in the in-between years, I've lived in Minnesota, Michigan, Washington State, California, Alaska, and Norway. And the last 20 years in Washington State. And then when I went through my divorce, I was just really, really clear I was not staying in that community.
Yeah.
And so what happened is I bought an RV and I was living in my RV and painting. I'm a watercolor painter. And I was going from national park to national park, and I was grieving. I was alone. It was difficult. And I realized I needed a community, and my childhood home and my friends here. And I had childhood friend that's been my friend the entire life, really encouraged me. I came back and I found this really great, strong group of women and a really cool community. And, you know, it's a college town and there's nature and I bike to work and it's
like living the life, honestly, right? If you think about what are all the most important things about life, it's truly living life, and it's being able to have that level where you're just enjoying it, and to have the roots of home. I mean, what's better than that?
It's kind of like Rip Van Winkle. It's a brand new life, but I still have all the childhood.
Yes.
I mean, there was a 45-year hiatus. This is big. That's a big amount of time not to be here.
Does it feel like 45 years have gone by when you're there now?
In some ways, because it's like it's a reset and a new community. And yet I'm around people who know me or know my face or recognize my mother's face. Yes. Or my grandfather or my great grandfather was a founding professor at this college. My grandfather was a librarian at this college. My father was a teacher at this college, and I didn't go to this college. So here I am with all this history, but I'm new here.
Yes, you're new. It's new to me, right? That's what I always like to say. It's
all new to me. But so, I know my way around.
Yes, and you know you end, and it's the comfortability that people know you too. Again, there's something to be said about that. There's something to be said where there's a level of comfort. You know, in psychology and in social work, one of the things that they say is, what is the number one need for a man? And it is to be respected. And they'll say, what's the number one need for a woman? And it's to feel safe.
Yeah. And I needed safety.
And we need safety. When we're going through a divorce or post-divorce and our life isn't quite going the directory that we thought it was going to, the one thing we need is safety. And we need that time to heal the wounds. Right? To be protected from the environment and not be vulnerable to what's going on. Because then we could build ourselves up. And then once we build ourselves up, then we could integrate back into the world. So what brought you to Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond? I'm curious, like what was the first thing that kind of brought you to us?
Well, I think like a lot of people, I just came upon it, you know, in probably in a Facebook post that came up. And so my background is I do energy healing. I've been trained with School of Intuitive Studies and then advanced training for a year and then 6 months with Thomas Hubel with collective healing. Mm. So I had that background.
Yeah.
The problem was for me was me, right? Mm-hmm. It was the, oh my goodness, because my husband of 30 years also was doing energy healing and was doing this stuff, but he was also undermining me, and I had totally lost my bearings. Mm-hmm. It was like the rug was pulled out from under me.
Yeah.
I knew I needed a community. And then this came up and it was like, oh my gosh, this looks like what I need, because you can heal and heal and heal, but if you don't have those tools of knowing that, I mean, the little voice in the head that keeps going, that someone else's voice saying, yeah, you're too sick to heal, we're not married because you can't heal, you know, yes, the little voices in the head that aren't mine, that were the ex-husbands, that I didn't know how.
You know, and I'm so glad that you said that, Ann, because I just had a conversation with a new DGB sister who I had an onboarding call with her this morning. And one of the things that we were discussing is really how intelligent we are. Like, you know, at the DGB community, we're not stupid women. We are beautiful women, right? We are smart. The women who are sisters, I like to say, and now I think you could truly believe this too, that we're the best community on the planet. Like, the women who move through the DGB program are some of the most talented, brilliant, kind-hearted, loving women that I've ever met in my entire life. I still wake up every day with such gratitude to God that I'm able to do this work, because the women like yourself, who I get to connect with and work with, again, are some of the most brilliant women on this planet. But we only know what we know. And we cannot see our shadows. You could try a million times till Sunday to try to figure things out, but sometimes you can't figure it out, and you need a community. You need other sisters. You need a coach to say, hey, have you thought about it this way? Or, hey, have you seen it from this angle? Because it doesn't matter how many resources you have. You could have all the time in the world. You could have all the money in the world. You could have all the resources in the world, but you can't see, again, your own shadow, and you don't know what you don't know. And those dark crevices that we have become so accustomed to because they're insidious, like that languaging from your ex that you said, we think we've handled it only to realize that it's been embedded in our subconscious. We don't even know it's there until we start doing the work and until we start seeing it and we realize, oh my God, like, it was there. So what would you say is, what is one thing that really made a difference to you in the work here at DGB that you could say, Ann, like, wow, that this is something that really made a shift for me?
I think that the coaching on how to communicate with children.
Yes.
Number one for me. I mean, I'm the one that left Washington. My children are grown, so I didn't have the same issues that some that are, you know, co-parenting. Mm-hmm. Yep. But even though it's not co-parenting, there's still a relationship. And I knew this wasn't true, but I felt like I abandoned my children, even though they're 27 and 29 years old. Because I flew across the country and moved away, you know, states and states away. And I was afraid to communicate with them because I knew they were with their father and I was not in communication with him. And so I was withdrawing and not communicating with them.
Yeah.
And then to become strong and to communicate and say, I am the mother and I can let them know what I feel and what I'm going through. And so not even very long ago, I went through a weekend where my son brought his girlfriend home to see his sister and her boyfriend and my ex and his grandma. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to meet the girlfriend. So that's the weekend, you know, that I was facing.
Yes.
And I let myself grieve really hard. I mean, it was really, really hard. Mm-hmm. But what I did because of DGB was I wrote an email and said, I am so glad you got to be together and go hiking. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry I wasn't there to meet.
Yes.
And I would have done anything to be there too. Mm-hmm. And I heard back from both of them. They both sent me pictures of their hikes. My son called back and said, Mom, I wish you were here too. And then my daughter, who already has a flight planned for later this month, because it was with a voucher, I knew she was coming to visit me. Like 2 days later, my son texts me and said, Mom, I got a ticket. I'm going to fly in the same time that my sister
did. I mean,
it just went like this.
Boom, 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 boom. And you know why? I know why it went like that, but why do you think it went like that, Anne?
Well, because my dynamic changed and I'm now the mom instead of being the weak. I'm, you know, scared of.
Mic drop moment. Boom, boom, boom. Mic drops all over the place. You claimed your role as the matriarch of the family. You did the work on yourself to build your strength, and you didn't make a story of what was going on. You allowed yourself to feel it. You allowed yourself to see it for what it is, to grieve that moment that had happened, but you took the higher road because we don't compete with anyone. Remember that, right? Like at DGB, we say, we don't compete with anyone. We are setting the new standard of being the example of being the woman whom we are creating, not the weak woman who's been hurt or has been bruised and who's maybe even with the best of intentions sometimes, but it really expecting too much from our children and burdening our children with things they don't deserve to be burdened with.
Yeah.
And when we show up, hey, listen, I'm not going to hide the fact it hurt, right? I'm not going to hide the fact. And I wish I could have been there with you. I would have done anything. And I love you, right? Just stating the fact, no, you know, not looking for fishing for information, not looking for them to, you know, if they never texted you back or emailed you back or contacted you back, it would have been okay. But they both, because you held the standard of peace and you held the standard of, it's my inside circumstance that's going to determine my outside circumstance. Yeah. They modeled that. Right. And you know, with energy healing, I mean, they could be 1 foot from you or they could be 3,000 miles from you. Mm-hmm. Your energy will impact their energy.
Yep.
And the higher energy will always absorb the lower energy. Always. Mm-hmm. So when you rise up to your highest level of an energetic blueprint in peace and love and gratitude, they could be thousands of miles away. They will be absorbed by that. And they'll begin to shift the way that they treat you based upon how you decided to treat yourself, right? And isn't it ironic when we're going through what I call the dark nights of the soul, that we're in these moments of feeling so lonely and so sad and so in a place of abandonment and fear and worry and you name whatever those emotions could be. And what we get is more of what we don't want, right?
Yes.
And all we want is we want our children to love us and honor us, but we're creating more and more of what we don't want. Mm-hmm. And the irony is it really is, it's about you create what it is you want by becoming what it is you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to think about, oh, they aren't coming to see me. They're not with me for Mother's Day. They're not with me for Christmas. It's like, it doesn't do any good.
And what will happen? They won't come. Won't come because again, that's the energy you're putting out. The world doesn't know. And I always like to say this in the simplest of terms, right? If you say, I don't want to be broke, doesn't matter. The universe, all it hears is broke. It's going to give you brokenness, right? And if you say, I don't want to be lonely, the universe is going to say, great, I just hear lonely. So I'm going to give you loneliness. And when we get into the story of, they're not going to come for Christmas or they're not going to come for the holidays. And oh my gosh, like I'm never going to see my children or whatever it's going to be, that something will always come up. They will, you know, something will always block. But when you're in complete surrender, but with intention, right? Because again, remember what we talk about at DGB, we talk about the what it is we want and we allow the universe to figure out the how. The what you decided, Anne, was that you would have a wonderful connection with your children. That you would see them, that you would spend holidays with them, that you would be connected with them. But you didn't figure it out. You just said, this is my intention. And it is amazing. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Isn't it amazing how when you surrendered to the intention and stopped being the general contractor of the universe trying to force, how it all, like you said, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it was good.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And I did visit, I went out last year in February, and I planned it, and I flew to Seattle, met my daughter there, and we went down and met my son. And so we did a trip, a week-long trip, where I didn't go back to where I had lived. We met, mm-hmm. and we did other things. So yeah, it's good.
So I remember in the middle of going, I don't know if it was the middle or the end, but there was a few sort of miracles and synchronicities that happened to you. And I remember celebrating with you on the group Q&A call, like a few of them. So would you like to share one with us, like one miracle and synchronicity that you experienced that was something that you never thought would happen, but happened?
I wondered, did I get my house? Did I buy my house in the middle of it? Or was it before I started? I mean, that was my hugest synchronicity.
I don't know, but share it. What happened?
So when I went through my divorce, I didn't have a place to live. We didn't own anything. Mm-hmm. And all of our finances, everything we had been put into cryptocurrency. So I was stuck, and I had an RV and I was living in. Mm-hmm. And then I landed here, and friends helped me, and I got jobs, and the job that I got is, you know, it's at a medical center, so I have benefits, and that's what I needed, and I have some cash. But through the divorce thing, it just happened that things worked out so that my husband inherited from his father who died and bought me out of the cryptocurrency. So I got cash up front.
I think that was in the beginning part, because that was the first synchronicity. Yes, I do remember that. Yep.
And then this house, I mean, there houses go in Decorah like that. You can't find a house in Decorah. So I had two friends say, this house is going on the market. Do you want to look at it? I walked into it. This is it. I mean, 1910, mm-hmm. these are.
I love the cabinets in the background. They're so pretty. Yeah,
that's built in. There's built in 1910, you know.
It's got the character.
It's got character. It's light. It's got a lot of windows. It's in the neighborhood I grew up in. It's a walking neighborhood next to a little school playground. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better house. I was like, this house is mine. I want this house. Well, you know, my divorce isn't even final, so you can't really buy a house. So then we went to talk to the realtor, and it was just like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, you can put an offer in and put it out to after the divorce is final with a contingency. Or what's even better is, let's call your lawyer and find out when the divorce is final. So I call the divorce lawyer, and he's like, yeah, we have a date. And it's right around the corner. We put the date on it. I saw the house on Monday. They accepted my offer on Wednesday. I owned a house in 2 days.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, if you tried to figure that out, it never would have happened.
No, I never would have dreamed I'd be owning a house already. And it's not just a house. I walked into it. It has hard floors, a brand new remodeled kitchen. Every room has been painted. I didn't do a thing to this house. I walked in, and it was perfectly my house. I have had to replace, you know, little things.
Well, that's always maintenance stuff.
But that's what you do.
That's a homeowner. But what Anne is sharing. So for those of you who are listening to Anne's story, is when we're faced with a challenge or a circumstance, and for most of you, it's relationship distress, divorce, separation, we become so accustomed to living in stress and to looking at every little thing and that lack and that constriction and that feeling that we're a prisoner. I can't do this because I have to wait till this happens, or I can't make this decision because this has to go into place, or this can't happen, right? Or we're just stuck in this loop of, I don't know, what's the word you would say? I want to say limitless, like of a limit, but it's almost, oh gosh, the word I'm feeling is almost like an annihilation. Like we just feel like we just don't have any control. The world.
I think going through the divorce makes you feel like you're in a dungeon and you have no way out. You're just trapped.
That's the word. You're trapped. Yes.
Even if you have all the skills, you feel too trapped and frozen to act on the skills you have.
Yes.
Annihilates you.
Yes. And what we taught Anne to do, and it's what I do with myself as well, and it's what we teach all of our Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond sisters, is we coach you through that, because there's a mindset and there's a belief system that will support the stuckness. And it's a natural part of divorce. The difference is it doesn't become our identity and we don't want to stay there, because just as there's a natural part of stuckness, there's also a natural part of, hi, kitty. There's a natural part of abundance and there's a natural part of flow. And we learn that our world that we're living in is not by hope and chance. It's by conscious creation.
Exactly.
And when we could learn to get out of our own way, right? But it's not like it just like happens. We have to get out of our own way. There's layers, right? That's where the modules are for. That's where the group coaching calls are for. That's what your individual coaching calls are for, because we're moving through the muck. But once we understand that and we understand how to utilize the formula of the universe and formula of creation and how to tap into not woo-woo stuff, but subconscious mind, where we're reprogramming those neural pathways, is we realize, wow, I have the power to create.
And you want to hear my next magic?
Yeah.
I'm going to Peru in December.
That's right. You're going to Machu Picchu. I'm not saying it right. Am I saying it correctly? Is it Machu Picchu?
Machu
Picchu. Yes. Saw that.
Yeah, it's
look
crazy.
Look at that face, girls. Look at Anne's face. I mean, this is what's possible for you. So even, I know you may be saying, oh my God, Donna and Anne, like this is way too much for me. I thought at the beginning, I didn't know what was possible. Anne thought in her beginning of journey, she didn't know what was possible. But I want you to know, if you are watching this and you are hearing Anne's voice and you are hearing my voice, is you have the opportunity to have the peace. You got to do the work, though. You can't just wake up one day and get on your bed and sit in a pretzel position and hope. Because like even Anne, she's an energy healer and a worker. She needed help. I'm a social worker, a psychotherapist. I'm a rapid transformational coach. Even I need help, right? We all need that direction. So just know that if Anne could do it and I could do it, so could you. So Anne, anyway, tell me about this trip you have planned.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I still have days where I wake up and I have to go,
yes,
okay, this is just a feeling and just a thought, and I'm the driver and I can control this. So
may I insert something for you, though?
Yes.
Here's something key that I want you to realize and celebrate for yourself. You said a key word, which is I have days. Mm-hmm. You don't have years.
Nope.
You don't have months anymore of being stuck. We will have a day.
Yep. Once in a while.
And I did it. I did a Facebook Live last week and I just came in and I said, guess what? I had a day today. I had a day because it was a day. Mm-hmm. That's something too, that it's really important for you. And I'm going to celebrate that with you, is that you have a day, and some days you have days, but we don't have years. We don't have months. It's literally a moment.
So my Machu Picchu trip is incredible because I'm not going on a tour. I'm taking a class.
Tell me more. This is very intriguing.
So it's through the Shift Network. So the next month I have 5 Zooms. Some of them are just, you know, the people going collectively learning and meeting each other and going into breakout rooms, but some of them are led by the teachers. And so we'll be training ahead of time. And then when we get there, I'm there 10 days. But it's not just to look at Machu Picchu. So that's part of it. But we also go into the Sacred Valley and we're learning from Puma Freddy, who is an Andean healer, native healer. Mm-hmm. And then the other people going along are including other doctors and other healers. So we learn about Pachamama, Mother Earth, and their belief on spiritual leaders.
Wow.
And then we learned about plant medicine and we learn it in the environment.
Wow. Whoa. How incredible is that? You must be counting down the days. I mean, we want to enjoy every day, right? But that is definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, my kids are coming for a week between here and that then. So I've got a couple big.
And that's coming up before you know it. You're going in December, did you say?
I'm going December 10th. And my kids are coming October 27th.
So. You got some nice months ahead of you.
I do. Yeah.
And that's something I just got to celebrate with you, Anne, too. Just because we're time stamping this for you is just to be in the gratitude of the happiness. You know, divorce could steal, literally steal so much from us. It could steal our joy. It could steal our time. It could steal our money. It could steal our friendships. It could steal our home, our car, you name it. Just go down the list. Mm-hmm. The one thing it can't steal is our soul. And even though our soul had been fractured, and even though it had been bruised, you are coming back better than you were before, in a deeper sense. I'm not saying we don't have grief for the past. I'm not saying we don't have our heart. It wasn't our choice. But you're living life Anne's way now.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I almost want to just put that a little bit. You're living life surrendering to Source, Spirit, God, like being led.
I am, yeah.
You're intending what it is you want, but then you're being led, and these wonderful things are literally showing up. And this is the way I see in my mind. I don't know why I'm thinking this, but this is in my mind's eye when I'm envisioning is little gifts are being left by your door every day, right? They're just little, I see little packages, little wrapped gifts. And you know what? The feeling that I'm getting from these gifts that are being literally dropped on your doorstep by the barrel full, literally, like I see a wheelbarrow of all these little beautiful packages. They come with no sorrow. No one's getting hurt. Your happiness isn't stealing someone else's happiness. As a matter of fact, your happiness is creating more happiness for your family, right? And it's actually growing. And you owe no one but love, right? You know, no human being other than love. And that's such a beautiful place to be. Because like you said, there are days where there are days. However, most days we're really in that state of gratitude where we really can live life and these opportunities happen. And my God, I am so excited for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had someone come and approach me now for sessions. And I just put it on the back burner. I wasn't doing any work for anyone else because I wasn't in the space to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
Here it comes. I guess I'm ready.
Here it comes. I remember Louise Hay, right? Back in the day. I remember her journey as a therapist or as a coach, right? Because she was the one who really originally started a lot of this work. And she had left. She was working in California, I think. And something happened where she was changing her life. I think she went through a cancer journey, if I recall correctly. Something happened where something shifted. She was able to heal herself, but she ended up starting a new journey in a different town, in a different place. And she had her calendar of how many people that she would be seeing because she just knew that the universe, it was time. It was ready for her to see people. And her calendar was empty. And a lot of people said, like, how are you even, aren't you scared and nervous? Like you're moving to a new place. You have no job, you have no income. And she was going to the beach and going in nature and enjoying nature. And she had full expectation that that calendar would be full. And she set, okay, here are the days I'm working. Here are the times that I'll be working. And slowly but surely, all those appointments were filled. And then eventually led to her where, you know, she created Hay House and is a pioneer in our industry. So like you said, you know when it's time. You know when it's time. So let's go back to a little bit of what I like to say contrast, okay? Because of where you are now and the pieces falling together, do you remember one of those times? Like, do you remember any dark nights of your soul? Do you remember that dread feeling? So what was that feeling? Because I think we need to normalize this for people because we see you now. They see me now. And you know, a lot of women will think like, you don't understand what I'm going through. So why don't we just let them know we do understand?
We totally understand what you're going through. Yes. Yes. Oh, I can remember it so, so clearly because I was totally devastated. You know, mm-hmm. I really thought my partner was for life. And, you know, I mean, I had an adventurous life with him. Mm-hmm. I thought we were on the same page. And then just to feel that as I was going through healing and there was more and more withdrawal and then coming to the point where he was blaming me and traveled around and told my friends mm-hmm. that I couldn't heal and he'd be married to me if I could, you know, if I could get my stuff together and, you know, basically saying I was worthless and that I couldn't manage as his wife when really the communication ended on his side because I had grown out of, you know, I had married into a situation that echoed my wounding.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and I'd be really clear about, we got to do this together. We got to get some, you know, a mutual conversation. Well, that doesn't resonate with me. I mean, I just remember all these things of just feeling so little and so alone. And then it's so insidious that me as a professional woman, I couldn't get out of bed. I got smaller and smaller and smaller. And in my training, they finally said, you know, Anne, I think you're going to have to take a break here. And then they would say things like, you know, you can heal yourself. You can never heal someone else. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, you need to get out of this situation.
Yep.
Because it's breaking you. And it was.
And you said something very important too, which was I married what echoed my trauma, right? I don't know if you use the word trauma, but your wounding, I think you said. Mm-hmm. And this is an important part for all of us to hear is the formula is always the same. You may want to deny it. You may not want to believe it, but the formula is the formula, my friends. And that is, you will always attract who you are. Right. And so when we have the wounding, it's not on a conscious level. We think we've healed it many times, or we're not really thinking about it when we're meeting our partners and getting married. We're just kind of doing the next step. But when we really look at it from this point, we could clearly see you married your wounding. There's no blame or shame. It just is. Like, there's an awareness of, okay, I married it. And this is where we want. And this is why I'm so glad you did do the work here at DGB, is because you healed that wounding. That wounding is no longer what is your primary point, in a sense. There may be a scar there, right? You may come back from time to time, but you're very clearly seeing that wounding is healed by the outward manifestation of attracting the people, places, and things that you want. Because if we don't heal the subconscious mind, you will 100% keep echoing and marrying and connecting with the people you don't want. It's the formula.
Yeah.
And so the power that we have is to say, I don't want, this is not a formula that works for me anymore. And so what was your moment that you're like, I've got to change. Like, this has got to stop. What was that moment? Because we all have it. We all have that moment or that something or that breaking point that's like, this is it. I've got to get my life in check.
You know, I think I had it a number of times and denied it and was
same. Can I tell 10 years I did that.
And I remember going, this is absolutely ridiculous, but guess what? I love him so much. I've been with him 28 years, my kids, my family. I don't have anything other than this. I'm just going to suck it up and deal with it. And, you know, until it was really, really depleting me terribly. So my big, when I turned it was our 30th wedding anniversary. I kept saying, let's do something. And I could see the clicking in his head, thinking about, should I do this with her or not? And it was like, he was trying to figure out if it was codependent to mm-hmm. do things with mm-hmm. me. I mean, it was that bad.
Yep.
This is our 30th wedding anniversary. I also asked him to do something on my 60th birthday and he didn't. I mm-hmm. went off and did something with my daughter. But the 30th wedding anniversary, he gave in. So we went camping mm-hmm. and it was a beautiful place and we're camping and he's laying there in the tent, staring up at the top of the tent. I'm like, we're not talking. We're not. I said, are you okay with our marriage? And oh yeah. And I said, well, I'm not. This
is not dynamic, the way I want it. Yeah. Yeah.
This dynamic has got to change. And the answer was, well, good. I've already decided I'm leaving to see if I want to be married.
Okay. So there you go. So he already, yes.
He'd already decided. And
I already decided.
He, and then as I went through the divorce, I'm like, this is so old. Can you tell me how old this is? Oh, the first year of our marriage. Mm. And you never told me.
And you never told me 30 years later. Yes. Yes. So, you know what I hear in that, Anne, is when we listen to that intuitive nudge, and just to, like you said, ask the question, like let's have this conversation. Like, this is not good with me anymore.
Yeah.
It will lead us into the right direction. It may not be the answer we wanted, but it will 100% lead us. And so when we could get into alignment with that and utilize it as a stepping stone versus a stumbling block, you know, and really allow us to be led, your life on the other side really is amazing. And I do look at it as, you know, your relationship with your children are going to get fuller. Your relationship with life is going to be fuller. Your relationship with source is going to be fuller. Your relationship, you, by doing the work on yourself, you know, now you're ready, and God, universe, source is going to send you the people that need you to heal them. Mm-hmm. But you weren't able to heal them because you didn't heal yourself, but now you are. And so this is the beginning of such a new and wonderful journey. So, Anne, what's one thing that you could share with your sisters before we close today that, you know, really, you know, if someone is like you or like me, right, we're scrolling, it's the middle of the night, we're in that space where we're just feeling smaller and smaller and smaller, we're a professional woman, we're doing our best to get out of bed every day, and you know, at work we're one way, but personally, and people are noticing, right, people are like, you know, things, what would you say to her? What's one thing that you would say?
Just get with some sisters. This is a program that's not, it's not a beat you up. It's not a should thing. It's
yes.
I mean, and it also, you know, I mean, it so aligns with everyone, because it's like, you, it's okay to feel, it's okay to mourn, but there's a limit to what you do, and then you get support and you get out of it.
Oh my God. My energy now is like going through the roof, because it is okay to mourn. It is okay to be sad, right? And it's okay to heal. You don't have to stop your mourning to heal. Matter of fact, you must do both at the same time. So it's understanding you're at a place of mourning, you're at a place of loss, your life isn't like, you know, you're not sure where it's going, and you're going to the same courage. I think I posted this the other day in Facebook. The courage that allowed you to leave the situation is the same courage that's going to enable you to create the life you want. So you're utilizing this, you don't have to create anything different. You're utilizing the same energy.
Yeah.
And that's why I use the word end. You come as you are, because this is the way that I envision this. And this is the way I've always envisioned this. Have you ever heard of Dolores Cannon? Have you ever seen her work? Okay. If you haven't, it probably would be something you would be interested in if you're ever looking for stuff. But Dolores Cannon, her life's work was really, she would work with people in hypnosis, and mm-hmm. she ended up working with people on past lifetimes and connecting to kind of connecting to what happens when we go to heaven, or whatever you want to say, like, you know, everyone, can, whatever everyone's belief system is. But anyway,
one of the records, right?
Exactly. One of the things that she said that was very consistent in most people's experiences when they would go to the other side was something called the resting room. And that's what she called it. Mm-hmm. And basically it's a time when we've been through a traumatic event in a lifetime, when our body, right, has been through a traumatic event, before we go to do a life review and go on to the next phase of learning and really understanding. Sometimes we need something called the resting room, where there's nothing you're responsible for. There's nothing you do. It's just a place for you to rest. And I see DGB that way, right? Mm-hmm. I see DGB as the resting room. In my mind, you are already living the best life when you start DGB. Your dreams are already coming true when you're starting DGB. But first, we've got to give you the place where I take my wing and I protect you. You come into our tribe. We have armies that are protecting you, right? Like, there's no one that's going to hurt you. And we give you the tools, the love, and the support so you could heal and give yourself the resilience and the confidence and the tools. So when you're ready to leave the nest, you're ready, right? Like you're at a level where you're able to heal. You're able to handle the environmental distresses, because you know, when you're trying to heal and handle the family and handle work and handle where you're living and handle this and handle that, like it's very, very hard. But when we just take the time just to take 3 months, and this is what we're talking about, take 3 months of your life just to be protected and to know that when someone says, if you fall, I've got you, that we actually really mean it. If you fall, we've got you. We really do, like we're there because we've been, there's so many people in our life we weren't able to trust. But that's the way, like I definitely see DGB as that resting room. And, you know, like Anne said, if you are in a space where you just feel smaller and smaller and you feel farther and farther away from what your goal is, it is time to get your butt in here, right? Get your butt in DGB. Now, with that said, here's where you could book a call with me. I'm going to show it. And there's this, I'm going to put it on the screen in 1 second. So let me put it there first. Here's where you could book a call. We'll hop on a call and we'll see if DGB is your right place. But even if you don't resonate with the work at DGB, or we're not the right coaches for you, or we're not the right sisterhood, very unlikely, but there's a possibility that's the case, right? Is use this as a seed to find the right coach for you, right? Use this as a seed to find the right tool, the right tribe, like Anne said, the right sisterhood for you. But, you know, you do need that resting room. You need to take time out of the day-to-day, daily stuff that you've been managing for your whole life, heal, so when you integrate back into the world, you're strong. And you could create the life. And that's where I see you now. You're on the other side of the bridge, right?
It's challenges,
stuff, but now you're there. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. Oh my gosh. And we could probably talk for hours.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We could just keep going. Guys, we're going to have like an all-day marathon one day. All right. So you've got to share with us that trip. I would love to see pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
And are you going to be joining us? Because part of, just so you know, part of the DGB sisterhood is even when you've graduated the main Divorce and Gracefully and Beyond program, we always hold monthly coaching calls for our sisters and we do events and retreats. And so we're doing October 2024, we're doing the Camino Trail. We're going to be walking. So are you going to join us on that?
I'm hoping I have enough money after this Peru trip.
Yeah, yeah.
I really will. Believe it or not. My problem right now is, you know, my problem.
Yes.
Our monthly call is when my church council meeting is.
I know.
Last night I ran home and I put it on. I was like, you guys have done.
You should be happy because December, you're going to be happy for December's call because it's not on the regular day. We're doing it on, I think, the 14th of December.
Okay.
So you should be okay. It's a Thursday because we're doing a family event where we're having current sisters and alumni, and you're going to come with your, you know, your best holiday gear. You could wear ugly sweater. You could bring your hot cocoa, whatever it is, but we're going to have an actual party and an event, but you're going to be surprised when you see the information for this trip for the Camino. We have done we've partnered with some really good people and we're making it's really affordable. And when I say it, like it really is, we haven't got all the numbers together, but fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, when I was going to go to Peru, I was looking at whether I go, you know, do something with my School of Intuitive Studies or something with you. And it was like, no, I'm not really the beach person, you know, but this one hits. And then your other thing comes out and I go, I want to do the Camino. I've never been in the British Isles. I've bicycled 14 countries through Europe. So I went past the signs of the Camino over and over when I bicycled through Spain. And I'm like, that's it.
I'm just going to put it out there. You're going to join us. It's all going to work out. It's going to be an amazing time. Truly, again, like spiritual, wonderful Spain, you know, hitting these really ancient places, right? With a lot of wisdom behind it. So I can't wait.
And
hopefully, and if not the next one, right? But let's put it out there for that one. But in the meantime, thank you so much, Anne. Really, thank you.
It was great to be here with you today.
Same. All right, guys, see you later. And if you're ready to do the work, actually, I shouldn't say if you're ready, because truly.
No, you won't be ready. Just do it.
Exactly. You're not going to be ready. Just do it. Call me. See you later.
Who's ready when they're going through a divorce? Just do it.
All right. I'll see you later. Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.